Open season does kick off this week. Participants in the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program have about a month to make changes to their health plans. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss five reasons why you might want to consider making a change. I guess, Nicole, it's not just lower price, though, is it?
Not all the time, no. So this year's open season runs from November 14th to December 12th. So that gives employees and retirees about a month to make changes if they decide to. And this is important because so few people actually do decide to make a change to their health plans. And many more people actually can and should consider making a change. We've heard that about 6% actually do change their plans in any given year. Of course, last year, that number was a little bit higher because of the introduction of Self Plus One. But actually, 20 to 30% of federal employees and retirees under the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program could actually make a change. And I spoke with David Snell. He's the director of the federal benefits at the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. And he says that, you know, really, people are just hesitant to make the change. They just, you know, become complacent. They think, I don't really need to. I don't want to go through the hassle. It's too much work. And he says that people should really think otherwise.
And when he says, or you say 20 to 30% actually could, 100% could, but 20 to 30% probably would benefit by changing.
Exactly. And he said specifically retirees, the number is around 1 in 5 who actually decide to make a change on any given year. And retirees have quite a few things that they actually should keep in mind.
All right. So what should federal employees and retirees consider when it comes to making a change?
Well, as you mentioned, there's about five, you know, general reasons that they should consider making a change. And the first one is to check with your doctor. Make sure that this person actually plans to stay in your network within this upcoming year. If your doctor leaves, you're kind of in a lurch. You need to look for a new one or go without one. And FEHB participants will pay about 6.2% more toward their premiums in 2017. So you're going to be paying more here. And if you want to get, you're going to want to get the health benefits that you're actually paying for. So if your doctor leaves, that sort of defeats the purpose of paying, you know, 6.2% more toward those premiums. The other one, think about catastrophic coverage. This is designed to protect you from enduring huge financial hardships if something actually happens, and that's usually unexpected. You can't predict it. But federal health insurance expert Walt Francis has suggested that you should really read the fine print on catastrophic coverage. As you get older, this might become more of a concern, more likely to happen. So the suggestion here is to look at your plan's coverage limits, and you might want to think about choosing a plan that has better catastrophic coverage but higher out-of-pocket costs.
I think these things are almost like the fine print in insurance policies for your house.
Exactly.
Well, you're not in a flood zone, so too bad if you're flooded, or it wasn't an act of God, or it was an act of insurrection or riot, these kinds of things. There's a lot they don't cover.
Exactly. And the third suggestion here, don't let the name scare you. I think most people probably have Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's, you know, easily the most popular plan out there. But there are others, GEHA, Compass Rose, SAMBA, APWU. Those acronyms, the names might sound unfamiliar. I know they did to me. But actually, they have comparable coverage. They're pretty good as an alternative. And you might end up paying actually a few dollars less in premiums. Snell suggests that you should think about your priorities. So pick one or two and look for other plans that might give you better benefits in those areas. So if prescription drug coverage is important to you, or skilled nursing, you think that's going to be important to you either now or in the future, look for plans that offer those benefits.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what about retirees?
So the nice thing here is that they can continue their benefits well into retirement, but there's a few things to keep in mind. So to carry your benefits over, you need to be enrolled in FEHBP for at least 5 consecutive years before retiring. So that's something that you need to think about in advance. But Snell says there is actually an exception to this rule.
For those people that were in the government and left and came back for, you know, 3 years and then decided to retire, the other part of that rule is you had to have been covered at every opportunity you had to be covered leading up to retirement. So for those folks, if they were covered continuously in prior employment and left the government, came back and immediately re-enrolled and enrolled until they retired, even if it's less than 5 years, they would still be able to continue their health benefits coverage into retirement.
That's an important nuance that, you know, you might not know about, particularly now as people are leaving, you know, with the transition. They might be coming back, you know, with this new administration. So something to keep in mind. Snell says that is also important for retirees and maybe soon to be retirees to think about looking for a cheaper plan, because you might be eligible for Medicare Part B soon, and that could be your primary source of health insurance. So something to think about as well.
And what about that self plus one? That seemed to be very popular a couple of years ago when it first came out.
This is the final suggestion here. And what I'm hearing from federal health insurance experts is don't overlook self plus one. I think we heard a lot of complaints last year. The self plus one wasn't just as good of a deal as it was originally advertised. And OPM said that the reason for that is partly because the self plus one population is getting older. So a lot of retirees and their spouse maybe are part of this plan. I think the original intention was to get some younger federal employees who might be married or have
that sounds familiar.
Right, involved in self plus one. So this is an expensive population of people here. The other reason is the average family size taking advantage of the FBHBP plan wasn't six or seven people. The average family size is more like three or four. So, you know, that is something that they need to keep in mind. But I think the thing that we're hearing from is that the difference between self plus one and family might not seem like much, but it's still worth it. Here's David Snell.
The cost of living adjustment is minuscule for 2017, and yet premiums will be going up, and most retirees won't even notice a difference. They won't even notice the COLA addition because it's going to be so small. And so even if the difference in the between the self plus one and the family is only $5 or $10, that's still $5 or $10 more in your pocket that you could use for something better.
So OPM said that last year when they first unveiled Self Plus One, it enrolled about 140,000 people into the Self Plus One program, but it estimates that about 1 million more people could join this program. So again, it might not seem like much on paper, but as David Snell says, $5 or $10, that's $5 or $10 that you could use for something else.
Good advice. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.